Hey guys, I'm Kerta Kulina and this is another episode of the Worldwide Who's podcast. For those who listened in last time, thank you for being here again. If this is your first time here, be sure to listen to last month's episode with Illawarra Hawks former head coach Joe Farrugia. Now, for today's show, I had the opportunity to have a chat with Otero Junior College captain Sofia Bella, who led the side in the NJCAA Region 9 Championship, which they won in their home court earlier this month. Listen in to what she had to say as the Rattlers begin their nationals commitments this evening. Of course, I'm very excited to let you in on the conversation, so let's get right in. Hey Sophie, thanks for joining us today. First of all, I want to congratulate you and the team for making nationals. I'm sure it's something that you've all wanted, and especially for all of us back home, we're pretty psyched for it as well. So to have someone playing at nationals, first of all, how are you feeling?
It was a great feeling, obviously. As a sophomore, we have been working for this last year because like a lot of our school was telling us that basically we should have made it last year, but we didn't. We lost in the semi-final last year. And so the fact that we managed to, you know, accomplish what we wanted before leaving the school is honestly the great feeling.
And now this season, the journey to get where you are as a team, ahead of next week's championship and the nationals. You can say it was pretty successful this year. You had a 17-3 regular season record, which is impressive. You had great wins at the regionals as well. So what do you think was the driving force for you this year as a team?
I mean, I think we all know we had a COVID year, obviously. We had to cancel, I think, the around 5 games, which obviously would have been linked to our final record. So we did miss out on a few. It was very hard to stay motivated, obviously. This one time, we're actually on the way to a game. The school called my coach and they told him that they had COVID. So like 1 hour into the drive, we honestly had to turn around and come back to the school. However, I think our coach helped us stay locked in. And mentally, you know, I know it's tough, but we had to... The league was still being played at the end of the day. So it's not like it's just one other year that we're going to take it for granted. Actually, we needed to actually focus and put the work in and, you know, stay locked in. As you said, get big wins, even during the region tournament.
Yeah, but the season was tough in itself and COVID made it worse. One good thing that came out of the season, I mean, in the US especially, was that at some point, we saw the return of fans, less than we usually see, but there were some fans at the gym. How did that change things for you guys?
That changed so much. The fact that you're actually going to play and your, you know, the student body and your student friends are actually coming to watch you helped us a lot. First of all, at school, we're like a family, we're one big community. So the fact that they come to watch us, not just watch us, but support us and, you know, talk some stuff to the other team as well, it helped us so much during our last tournament and we appreciate it so much. But yes, as you said, it's so different managing to play with actual supporters, you know, live over there. So that helped us for sure. It was a great change.
And now, as I mentioned before, the team has had a quite an impressive record this year. And of course, you went to the postseason as the top seed as well. How important was it for the team to take the maximum going into regionals and now after that internationals as well as a season?
It was a tough season, like we all know. We actually started off the first game with a loss, to be honest. But and then I think individually this year we had so many more players that can actually, you know, get to the rim on their own. Mm-hmm. So the fact is that we managed to put in the extra work, the extra practice, the extra time to study our opponents and scout and watch their games and, you know, during practice link to what their defense and our offense can do. It was tough, obviously, it still is tough, but going into the region tournament, since we were the top seed and we were hosting the tournament, we knew that this was going to be our year. It wasn't tough because Kasper obviously gave us a very good game. We went into overtime, but I believe we wanted it more. And, you know, all the training and all the sacrifices in the end, like, they're all worth it now, obviously.
Of course. And you mentioned that the team got to host the regionals after. How much do you think it affected having that home court advantage, so to speak?
So much. So last year, to be honest, Kasper hosted the team we faced in the final. And we lost to them in the semi-finals. And their gym was packed, obviously. It's beautiful atmosphere. But this year, since we got to host it, we knew that not only did we have our home court advantage, so, you know, we're used to the rings, we're used to the court, we're used to everything, but also that, as we mentioned before, our fans were there to support us and our friends, so it obviously made such a big impact to us, for sure.
And now I wanted to get to know more about nationals. I mean, the tournament begins next week, and you guys had around maybe a week or so to prepare. Since regionals, what are your expectations for nationals?
So for nationals, we face Butler on Monday. We are the 21st seed, which obviously we didn't get any votes all season, to be honest, to be the top 25 team. Western Nebraska were ranked top 15. Also, Casper were ranked top 8, and they still are. So the fact that we beat both teams and never got a single vote, obviously, motivated us even more, because at the end of the day, we made it to the level that they are. So now that we're facing Butler and, you know, we're going to the national tournament, our expectations are to actually make it, hopefully win the first game, be part of the Sweet 16, and we'll take it from there. But obviously being in the national tournament is different, because, you know, right now, the past week, you know, we had a couple of days of rest and recovery sessions, but now we're just focusing on one thing, one team. On Monday, if we win, we obviously forget about that team and we'll now start focusing on the next team, which is Wednesday. However, if we lose, though, that's the end of our season. But I'm still happy either way that we made it to the national tournament. But as you said, it's such a different level now, you know, like the way we organize moving forward for the national tournament.
Yeah, of course. And I think even experience-wise, it shows a different kind of experience taking it out of the region and seeing different kind of basketball as well. Definitely. And I mean, the fact that how you're putting it is that the team is going to be one of the underdogs of nationals. So I mean, maybe it gives that more of an edge for you. Exactly. Guys to push forward.
It does, for sure.
And now shifting more onto you rather than the team. This season, as a sophomore, you played big minutes, especially in the beginning of the season for the Rattlers. And I mean, from the games that I watched as well, it's very clear that you showed up for the occasion in most of the games. What do you think personally of your season so far?
Personally, at the start of the season, I knew that it was my job to, you know, keep the team together and motivated and everything. My coach told me that I was the captain as well at the start of the season, so that gave me a little bit of a more of a responsibility, I guess. Because for me, my lifetime playing basketball, it wasn't always about, you know, getting to the rim and scoring, obviously, but it's also about keeping my teammates like motivated. And, you know, if we're going on a dry patch, you know, the other team is scoring on us, that is my job to not get myself to the rim, but put my teammate in a position to get them in the rim so that, you know, we can cut off that shortcut. For me personally, I think I had quite a good season, obviously. To be honest, I hurt my knee in the first game of the tournament, so I was very limited in the semi-final and even in the final. However, moving into the national tournament, I'm better now, hopefully. So I think it was a good season. I'm happy with my progress, I guess.
It showed, especially in the semi-final and the final, you had reduced minutes. And I wasn't sure why that was. And to be honest, the semi, I thought you were rested for the big game.
I hyperextended my knee, but now no rehab, so I should be fine.
That's great. And now you mentioned earlier that one of your jobs was to get to the Remen score. Now, something one can recognize is that you get most of your points by getting to the rim and scoring rather than shooting. Is it something that concerns you, or is it something that you're working on?
So the coach that I've had for the past 2 years is a shooting coach, you know, the type that if I'm in a fast break and, you know, my teammate passes me the ball and there's no one in front of me, he would prefer I'd rather take the three rather than the drive. However, my career has always been the drive. So for me personally, I've been working on my shooting, you know, that's something that comes natural. But I believe, you know, driving and getting there doesn't even just get the defender onto me, but also frees my other player. So for me, that's, you know, another way of seeing it, I guess.
Yeah, and it makes sense with your position as well. It's very logical to push guards onto you so that you can get the open three for your teammates as well. And it's worked, in fact, because your team has scored a lot of threes.
Yes.
This year. So I guess it was part of the plan for you. But the reason I'm asking is, obviously, being a sophomore at OJC now, you're probably thinking about the next step now, about your future. Have you made any plans yet, or are you leaving it for after nationals?
Well, to be honest, I'm in contact with a couple of schools. However, I haven't made that decision, and I'm hoping to get even more, to be honest. But as you said, right now we're focusing on nationals. So be it on Monday or if we make it to Wednesday, I think I'll make that choice like after that, obviously, because the season's not over yet. So I'm just focusing on what there is now.
All right, so basically what you're saying is that the team is coming first at the moment.
Exactly.
Spoken like a true captain.
Exactly.
Now, turning back to COVID, I mean, usually scouts and coaches from colleges come to watch the games, usually, when you're speaking about the NJCAA. But this year, and even last year, because of COVID, this was restricted. And probably the only way to get their attention is through the live streaming of the games. What do you think about all this? And how hard was it?
So to be honest, last year we would also get some coaches coming to watch us like during just a training session. And this year we didn't even get one, honestly. So that obviously like affected a lot. During the region tournament, however, since we were the ones hosting, we had a lot of, you know, scouts and recruits coming. So that obviously made up, I would say, for the rest of the season. However, as you said, if you're constantly going to, you know, if you want to recruit a player, you have to constantly see them. You can't go to the games. They weren't able to come to the games. And even our season started late, like during our second semester in January. So it was like kind of a time period, and it was limited, obviously, for them to come. But yes, as you said, if, you know, they're really interested in a player, they would have had to, you know, find the links and make sure the Wi-Fi doesn't get cut off or anything. Look at the stats online. But yes, it was very different, of course, even this recruitment agency, 100%.
Yeah, and now that you mentioned it, it was quite a struggle sometimes to even look at book scores, for example.
Exactly.
And it was, you can say, quite inconsistent at times. So it might have been another drawback for you guys this season, being that it was the only way for them to follow you. But in terms of productivity, I mean, people who follow you and other Maltese players abroad have seen the praise that Coach Steele has had for you in recent weeks. I mean, even mentioning you in the La Junta Tribune recently as well, saying you were one of the warriors of the team as well. And it's quite impressive to actually have that kind of trust from your coach. And I guess eventually it gives you more space to do your thing on court as well. How important do you think it was for you this season to have this kind of trust?
Have that type of trust with my coach meant everything to me, honestly. He's obviously like my father figure over here. He's not just a coach. He comes to practice with his family and his kids, and we know that he's such a nice guy. him and I have built a very strong relationship over last year and this year. He knows the way I play. I know this year I was basically thinking what he wanted to do before he would actually say it. So I think, you know, that obviously helped a lot. He gives me, he trusts me. You know, if he tells me to guard that player and she can't score for the first, you know, 3 minutes, I'm going to give 110% to him and towards my teammates, obviously. But and then I also trust in him if he says that this game we're going to go box and one on this player. And maybe I don't agree with it, but he says it, I'll agree with it for sure, 100%. As you mentioned, though, having that good relationship with your coach makes me feel more comfortable on court and more lenient, that such as if I had to make, you know, a bit of a risky decision, I know that he'll back me up, you know, towards that. So I'm really happy that I had a, and I still have a good relationship with him.
And speaking of a good relationship with your coach, usually when it comes to recruitment, coaches are the first person they talk to. So I guess having this kind of relationship maybe helps your being a prospect for colleges as well. Do you agree with this?
Definitely. For sure. My coach knows, you know, where I want to go personally, so he's obviously helping me on that. But I think what the coach has to say about you makes the other coach interested, obviously. Besides, they can look at my statistics and obviously watch me online. The type of person that you are, the character that you have as well, obviously affects other coaches and recruits for 100%. So, you know, hopefully he'll say some good stuff.
Now, something to conclude. I mean, last week, by winning the regionals, you became the first Maltese basketball player to ever win a postseason tournament in the US. Which, I mean, even though you're still not done yet because you've got nationals, but it's a first step. I mean, it's being the first Maltese to do that. I mean, how does that make you feel, first of all?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even think about it, you know, first Maltese to make it in the, you know, US, I guess. It makes me, honestly, very happy and very proud. But my intention for this is to show others that it's possible. You know, I want to make sports in Malta start changing. I want to, like, try and affect others to maybe not even go to the US, if they can, of course, but even at other levels, you know. But for me, you know, the fact that I was the first one, I guess it's a great honor, you know, keep working.
Yeah, in fact, it was quite impressive because both you and Christy in the NCAA made it to the postseason tournaments this year, which is quite impressive, as I said. What kind of message does that send for those who are dreaming of following a similar path?
I always say this and I'll keep saying it. Don't give up. Like, honestly, anything can happen. But also, if you're going to do something, do it because you want to and not because, like, others are influencing you. You need to be the one to make the right choice for yourself. But yes, I really hope that other, you know, younger players, be it boys or girls, take this opportunity and make it abroad as well, for sure.
This was really fun, Sophie. I'm glad we got to do this. And as for next Monday, I wish you all the best. Hopefully we get to see a national champion here as well. So fingers crossed, and we'll be hoping for that to happen as well. So Sophie Abela, thank you for being with us for this interview.
Thank you, Kurt.
Okay guys, so that was it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this and thank you for spending time with us today. Obviously feel free to follow for more of this and other Worldwide Hoops podcasts in the coming weeks, where I'll be having some very exciting guests with me here on the show. But until then, I'd like to thank you once again and see you next time.